Welcome to Becoming the 1%. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multiple six-figure entrepreneur and intuitive business mentor. Each week, we'll be exploring timeless business, marketing, and sales principles to help you grow and scale a sustainable business. I will also be sharing in-depth life and mindset lessons to help you step into the best version of yourself. Now, if you're anything like me and you like to keep things simple and fluff-free, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm coming at you still a little bit sniffly, but getting there, thankfully. Today I want to talk to you about a very important topic, especially as we are approaching the end of January, as you're listening to this. I want you to check in. How are you doing this year so far? And specifically, how are you doing in terms of output, in terms of your productivity? Are you doing things the way you promised yourself you're going to do them? Are you keeping your promises to yourself? Because this is what is the core to everything. If you want to grow in your business, not necessarily from a financial perspective, but actually as a human, you need to learn to keep the promises to yourself. You need to start thinking, am I showing up as the best version of myself? Am I becoming my 1%? That's what I want to talk today about productivity. And also because I do feel that everyone talks about making plans and goals and productivity and systems and vision boards and all of this stuff around December time. But it doesn't matter when you're doing it. What matters is that you're sticking to it. So if you made those big plans in December and then you had the holidays and things maybe didn't start the way you expect them to, there's still a way for you to turn them around. So today, I want to share with you my own productivity systems that allow me to stay on top of things, on top of running my business, having clients, and also having a nine-month-old baby. Because at the moment, I'm mostly doing a lot of solo parenting. My partner actually works from home, but at the moment, let's just say that he's incredibly busy with some very important projects, which has meant that I've had to step up. And also, what that has meant in terms of my business and generally my life is that I've had to be very organized, very disciplined, and also to keep promises to myself. Like I was just telling you, it's so important to keep these promises to yourself. If you say you're going to do something, as much as you can, as much as things are in your control, just do that, because I promise that's going to build so much confidence within you. So I wanted to share the system with you because I'm not just an entrepreneur. I am a CEO of a business. I have clients. I have, a home to look after like everyone else. I have family. I have a baby. So I'm hoping that this inspires you. I'm not expecting you to, first of all, I don't expect that you wouldn't have heard any of these things before. So if you hear something that sounds familiar, don't just tap out and think, oh yeah, I know this. Sure. This is so basic. This is so obvious. I want you to think, is it so obvious that you're actually doing it? That it's actually become a habit? Because if not, you need to take a step back and think, okay, I will listen and maybe take away one thing. So I want to challenge you right now to pay attention and to think, at the end of the episode, what is the one thing that you've taken away? Write it down, implement it, make it happen. Because again, if you're just wasting your time listening to this and not making changes, what's the point? Okay? Okay, my system. My system is very simple. First of all, I have yearly goals, right? Everyone has yearly goals. I personally organize my yearly goals in a very specific way. First of all, I have habits. I have habits that I want to start, habits that I want to stop, and habits that I want to continue. And within those three areas, I really find that I'm covering a lot of ground. So it can be things such as, okay, I'm getting very vulnerable, but I'm going to, let me see. I actually have my computer in front of me and I'm going to literally open my goals. Let's see, where are my goals? I'm going to open my goals and read you a couple of things that I have for 2023. Because I think sometimes it's just easier to understand these things. So like I said, in terms of habits, something that I have at the moment, wait, it's opening, is, I'm going to show this in a second, but I want to plan the day before. So I want to plan my outfits, my meals, and my intentions. So this is a habit that I want to start doing and I'm working on right now. So that means that if, say for example, on a Monday night, I'm already going to decide what I'm going to wear on Tuesday, what I'm going to have for lunch, and what I'm going to focus on Tuesday. So then on Tuesday morning, I don't have to wake up and think about it. Another habit, a habit that I want to stop is eating dessert after every single meal. It's a real problem. I really love my dessert. And then something that I want to continue doing as a habit is I want to continue documenting Evelyn's life as much as possible. I've been obsessed with taking photos and videos and I organize everything in albums and so on. So these are, just a few ways in which I organize my yearly goals. And then I have, some very specific personal goals and very specific business goals. So going back to the idea we were talking about before, I have yearly goals like everyone else, but I don't just have a bunch of things. I have these intentions around the habits that I'm going to be working on, as well as the actual goals themselves. So Okay, it's very simple, right? We have yearly goals. Then from yearly goals, I have monthly goals. But here's how I organize my monthly goals. I have top three priorities. So for every month, you shouldn't have more than three areas that you're focusing on. Let's just say that your top three priorities could be your website, it could be your launch, and it could be, I don't know, like going through that course that you bought. These are your three intentions. And then under your three intentions or priorities, you can actually create specific SMART goals. And SMART, oh my God, I should know this by heart, but it's basically specific, measurable. I don't know why I got myself into this. I cannot remember the rest. You can just Google it, SMART goals. But the idea is that SMART goals are specific and you are able to actually make sure that you've done them. For example, you cannot have a goal that is work on my website. That is not specific enough. How do you know if you've worked on your website? How can you measure? Your goals need to be measurable. It's different if a goal that you have for that month could be rewrite my about me page and my sales page for X. That is specific. So you will know that your goal, for example, is to relaunch, you know, your about me page and whatever. Do you see what I mean? So in my monthly goals, I have my top three priorities. So it's kind of my North Star during my month. So whenever I'm feeling lost, I can go back to that and think, okay, am I focusing on these three things? Plus the specific goals, the things that I actually want to achieve that are measurable. Then, you see, we have yearly, then we have monthly. Then I have weekly planning. And I always plan my weeks on a Sunday. That's just what works for me. You could do it another day of the week. It doesn't matter. And I always plan my weeks based on my monthly goals. Does that make sense? So I literally open my monthly goals. And based on that, I'm like, okay, what needs to happen for me to hit those monthly goals this week? And I base that off of the goals. And then I do a daily plan based on my weekly planning. So you see, it's very simple. It's like a matryoshka of goals. You have a system that starts with yearly goals, so your big intentions, and this can be as open or as specific as they suit you. Personally, I like to stay quite open because there's nothing worse than, you know, in December, you set this huge intention for the year that is like, I want to blah, 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 super specific thing. And then by, say, April, you're super disconnected from it because you created such a specific vision, but you're not the same person anymore. So I would say with your yearly goals, at least in my opinion, make them a little bit more open, allow yourself a bit of leeway. So we have yearly, monthly priorities and specific goals, weekly planning based on your goals, and then daily planning based on your weekly priorities. Then, in terms of your daily, day-to-day stuff, it's all about breaking that down even further. I know it might sound like a lot, but I promise you, my entire planning takes me, like every Sunday, I maybe spend 10 to 15 minutes because it's so easy for me to do my daily and weekly planning because I have everything else ready. And I break down my business to-dos into three areas: sales and marketing, client, and operations, or, you know, kind of behind the scenes. And the reason for that, and I really want you to encourage yourself to think, whatever list you have, whether you have your to-do list that you still haven't done, maybe your to-do list for the past week, for the past day, it doesn't matter. How much time are you spending in each of these areas? Because you need to make sure that your goals align with your actions. So if you told yourself you want to grow your business, you are trying to, I don't know, break into a new market, grow your audience, whatever, but then the majority of your time is taken by client work or operations, behind the scenes or whatever, and you're not spending any time in visibility, sales, marketing, any of that stuff, that's a problem. And vice versa, if you want to focus on creating the most amazing client experience, but you're spending all of your time just on sales and marketing, that's a problem. So this is why it's so important, in my opinion, to break down your to-dos, how you plan your days, into these three areas, okay? And another thing that I really want to add in here is that the key to staying on top of all the stuff I just talked about, which I know can sound overwhelming. And by the way, if you have more questions, please either send me an email or send me a DM, because I use Notion for all of these things and I'm happy to share some of my templates that I'm using. And I actually get questions almost every week whenever I share stuff on stories, because obviously it's visual. People ask me like, oh, what template are you using? Like, you know, how are you doing that? I'm very happy to share that. So just email me or send me a DM, because it's really difficult to try and explain in an audio something that to me is quite visual, because everything makes sense when you see them in writing. So I'm trying to be as clear as I can. But what I wanted to say is, to stay on top of all these things, my key is two things. No, technically three, but one of them goes in the category. One is check in with your goals all the freaking time. I set myself, one of my intentions for 2023 is I look at my yearly goals and my vision board twice a day. I have a reminder on my phone at 9 a.m. and at 9 p.m. to look at my vision board and at my goals. And actually, majority of the time, I've already looked at my vision board and goals before 9 a.m., but it's there just in case I forget. Because personally, I'll be honest, I don't have the brain space to remember everything, and you shouldn't either. Your brain is made to process information. Your brain is not made to remember all the stuff. That's why you can have systems and lists and notes and all these things. Don't waste your brain with trying to remember everything. Try to be more organized, because through discipline, you can create freedom and creativity. You will be so much happier. You'll have so much more freedom when everything's in the right place. So you're not sitting there feeling anxious and stressed because you have to remember everything, okay? So number one, like I said, is check in with your goals. The amount of time that I see people setting goals and just forgetting about them. And then they're like, oh yeah, I did say 6 months ago that I wanted to start a podcast. But if you don't check in with that obsessively, if you don't connect with that vision, if you don't embody becoming that person, how are you meant to get those goals? So I want you to check in with your yearly goals as much as possible. Maybe for you, it doesn't need to be twice a day, but for me, it does. Because I always want to remind myself to be intentional. And this is my goal in life, to live an intentional life, to live a good life with good memories. And for me, like I said, I don't have the brain space. I don't have the bandwidth to remember everything. But if I take 30 seconds to 1 minute to read my goals twice a day, it's literally 1 to 2 minutes of my life every day. Absolutely nothing. I promise you're wasting a lot more than 2 minutes in your life on something that really doesn't take you anywhere that you want to go, okay? So just do that. Just make sure that you're connected consistently with your yearly goals. And the second thing is the fact that you need to have weekly and monthly reviews. Honestly, my weekly reviews have been a game changer. I sent an email recently. I don't know if you're in my email list. If you're not, what are you doing? I send such good emails. I sent an email and I was sharing a little bit about my weekly reviews, and I told people if they want my questions, because I use, and now it used to be 11, I added 2 more questions, 13 specific questions that I ask myself at the end of every week. And what that means is that I can take maybe 10 minutes to answer all of them, because some of them are very fast, and I feel so clear on what needs to happen. And today I want to share with you specifically 4 of those questions that you could use. So here's my task for you. At the end of this week, whenever you're listening, ask yourself these questions to see if it gives you more clarity for the coming week. 1, what were your biggest time and energy wasters? 2, what is one thing I've done this week that my future self would thank me for? You see, all about intentionality, always building for the future, always building for the future you. 3, what things do I feel behind on and need to get on top of? Because almost everyone has those things that makes them slightly anxious, slightly stressed. It's kind of just bubbling up on the inside. Maybe they're sitting on that level under your consciousness, but they're kind of digging at you from the inside. They need to get on top of. Just get it there, do it tomorrow, be done with it. And then the 4th question that I want to share with you today is, what do I need to do next week to ensure I hit my monthly goals? You see, if every Sunday you ask yourself, what do you need to do next week to ensure I hit my monthly goals? That means that you're forced to go and look at your monthly goals. You are forced to remind yourself of your intentions, and you are forced to ask yourself, okay, well, if I want those things by the end of the month, what do I need to do next week? Honestly, if you ask yourself more questions like this, and again, message me if you want the rest of the questions for the weekly reviews, I'm happy to share them. And if you do a version of it, I'm not going to go into detail because we'll be here forever, for your monthly reviews, it will be a game changer. I promise you, you're going to be able to do so much more than you imagined. Right now, for me, I run a multiple six-figure business. I am a mom, and I am able to do all these things only because of this. It's not because I'm special. It's because I get myself organized, and I focus on what matters. And the last thing I want to finish with is the fact that for day-to-day, I use 2 things, Notion and my calendar. I use Notion. You could be using Asana, you know, Google stuff, whatever. I use Notion because it's way prettier. People love ClickUp as well, if I remember well. Any kind of organizational software thing. There's so much out there that's possible. But basically, I have made Notion my second brain. And actually, fun fact, there is this book that I bought. I haven't read it yet, so I cannot tell you if it's good or not. But it's actually called Building a Second Brain by Tiago Forte. Tiago Forte, Building a Second Brain. And he's a Notion dude. Like, he really buys into Notion. I wanted to buy it and I want to read it. I literally have it right next to me where I have a bunch of my books for 2023. Because I feel like Notion and getting organized has changed my life. Like, I literally have everything here. I have goals from 2018, 2019. I can add pictures and links to things. All of my sales pages are written in here, so I can always tweak them. I have different versions. I write all of my content here, launch calendars, you know, any kind of project tracking, my routines and habits and reviews and plans. And, you know, everything is basically here. And if it's not in Notion, it's in my calendar. And I'll tell you now, like I said, I personally, and maybe you don't either, I don't have the bandwidth to think about shit all the time. But for me, every morning, I don't need to think of what needs to get done or what is happening because I open my calendar where everything is in my calendar with the right color, as in everything's color-coded, and I have my Notion where I literally have a whole page. I call it in my HQ, my headquarters, I call it my weekly plan. And in there, I have like my weekly stuff. I also add in life admin and mom stuff. And everything's broken up by day. I have a rolling task list. You know, the kind of stuff that sometimes you think about and you're like, oh, I need to get on top of that. But like, it's not the immediate. I put that in a rolling task list. Honestly, it's a game changer. And it's really freed up a lot of space in my mind for me to focus on important things, such as sharing this message with you. If I had to sit here right now and think, oh shit, like, you know, what should I talk about? But instead, guess what? When I felt inspired, I opened my Notion page that is all about podcast ideas. And I wrote down how I organize my weeks and my time as a mom and CEO. And right now, all I had to do was open that page. I wrote down a bunch of notes. Like, I think I told you before, I don't edit my podcasts and I don't have a script. I literally have at the moment, I'm looking at it. I have 4, 5, 7 bullet points for this episode to make sure that I hit on specific things. But my point is, these bullet points don't live in my brain. They're not living rent-free in my brain. They are living on a Notion page. And also, guess what? Because they're on this Notion page, what that means is that in the future, when I'm creating content, 6 months from now, I can go look at all my podcast episodes that have been published. I see these specific bullet points that I wrote, and I can recreate, you know, this podcast as a reel or sending it an email as an email and so on. But you get the idea. This is basically my system. This is how I get myself organized as a multiple six-figure CEO, mom, just human being, woman, trying to stay on top of everything. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was a bit different. I shared, you know, specific some of the things that I'm doing, but I would love to hear from you. Share it with anyone that you think would find it useful. Share it on Instagram stories, tag me, DM me, send me an email. I'm always open to discuss further things. If you want to hear anything from me specifically, or if you want any of my Notion templates, let me know and I will hear you, speak to you next week. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to Becoming the 1%. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes or take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram stories. I want to reshare you and personally thank you for tuning in. And remember, running a sustainable, highly profitable dream business and living life on your own terms is no longer just a dream. So go out there and make it happen. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.